To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where we were at last year, and we'll just consider opportunities as they come up and have those conversations with ownership. But we do have room for more moves, multiple more moves.
It's Mike Elias. Orioles have been apparently aggressive during winter meetings. Are you encouraged by that?
Oh, there's no question. I've been encouraged by everything I've heard. And again, I haven't been one of the people out there that have been bashing him like it's going out of style, like everything he's done is wrong. I understood what they did in the offseason last year. I didn't like it. I mean, we talked about it. Tyler O'Neill, when you sign him, you're going cheap on a right-handed power bat, and you're letting Santander walk, and then all of a sudden he flames out in Toronto and does nothing there. And then we see Tyler O'Neill get hurt the entire time here. You know, going back to the Craig Kimbrell signing, I killed that one, you know, way back when, where it's like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. But this was a point coming into this offseason where they finally said, like, ownership's like, we're spending money. It's new ownership. So why wouldn't I trust the guy that says that? We have deep pockets. And then now they're actually talking to and making offers. They made the largest offer to a DH in Major League Baseball history, and the only reason he's not playing in Baltimore is because his team matched it. Yeah. The team he played for and went to like World Series with, went deep into the playoffs with, they matched it. So it's like, I can't fault him for it, and then now we're like, who's the next guy? All right, are we paying Kyle Tucker? Are we paying Bellinger? Are we paying Alonso? Mm-hmm. And I think ultimately you're going to see him bite the bullet and throw in an extra year for one of these guys, and I think there's three more moves coming. Two free agent moves and one big trade, at least.
Yep. Position player, a pitcher, and a trade.
That's what I think.
Depends what they get.
Yep. And again, the trade is dependent upon and who gets traded depending on what position you sign. So they have all these contingency
things.
Tucker
and Alonso create different issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you sign Tucker, you're probably trading Beavers. And I brought up Kowser, even though you don't really have someone to play center. It all matters what somebody asks for. And then maybe there's another corresponding move there. If you're finding someone, now maybe you're looking for a center fielder. You call in the Guardian saying, what are you guys doing with Stephen Kwan? I mean, there's all different types of things you can do here. It's a matter of, I think the biggest thing for them is biting the bullet and trading some of the guys they drafted. It feels like they coveted those guys for a long period of time.
You think fans are encouraged, Ed, by this kind of movement by the Orioles?
They should be. I mean, if they're not, I'd be surprised because, I mean, some fans are always going to complain. But I think they're the vocal minority. I think other people, if you're reasonable and you see what's going on and you hear that they actually gave him the offer that he was looking for and he decided to stay home, how could you not be encouraged? Because there's been a history here of not spending any money, you know, shopping the dent and can aisle, never going after real superstars. He's a bona fide superstar. I mean, you know, he set a record for the contract for DHs. I mean, he would destroy he would kill this place.
I told you, I think he'd lead the league in singles that hit the wall.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, now that you know they've done that, you know, and even with, Corbin Burns, he only went back because he wanted to go back to Arizona. I mean, they offered him money, too. It's like they've not been cheap, and I think they're going to spend. They're going to try again. I don't know if Alonso's going to do the same thing and end up staying with the Mets.
That's what scares me.
Me, too.
It scares me.
Yeah.
Because then that means now you're rushing and competing with everyone who's in panic mode. oh, the next two big bats, the ones. Now, there are other bats left, but, like, again, if the Orioles were going to go after Alex Bregman, you're going, okay, then what's happening with Holiday and what's happening right. with Westberg? Is one of them moving the outfield? Are we trading one? Like, there's so many things that can come down.
I want these guys.
Yeah.
I want one of these.
I want to keep that core we have.
So do I.
And then add to it with either that big donkey at first base or one of the best hitters in baseball in Tucker.
So you wouldn't package Westberg for front of the rotation pitcher and sign Bregman to put him at third?
I'm saying I wouldn't mind doing that, but I feel like that's more of a lateral move when you could trade somebody else, keep Westberg. I'd rather have Westberg there. And then go get one of the guys that's available.
Who are you going to trade for a frontline pitcher that you don't include one of these guys?
Kobe Mayer or Dylan Beavers?
No, you need somebody else to get a frontline pitcher.
No, you don't.
I'm not giving you a frontline pitcher for Kobe.
Kobe Mayer has how many years of control? The Marlins are moving their pitchers. They're actively talking about moving Cabrera and Perez.
But he has years of control, but is he an everyday first baseman? I don't know if they think he could be an everyday first baseman.
They make these trades for guys that are in AAA putting up the numbers that he made.
I hear you.
The only difference is you've seen him a little bit at the major league level. And at the end of the year, he started hitting again. I think
it's going to take more than that.
I don't. I mean, I'm not saying there won't be more to a package, but I do think you could trade Kobe Mayo and go get an Edward Cabrera. I think you could trade a Kobe.
One for one?
Yeah, I think you could.
Oh, man.
That's a ton of years of control for a team like the Marlins that can't spend money and get free agents to come there. But the one thing they've done is develop pitching.
Want to hear from you, 410-583-1057. Are you encouraged by the O's aggressiveness at the winter meetings? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're talking to a whole bunch of hitters, and we just view it as, do they improve the team? Do they improve the roster? Do they raise the ceiling of the team? Do they have an impact? And, if the player's good enough, we can figure out ways to accommodate them.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are you encouraged by the activity of the Baltimore Orioles this winter meetings? And I guess I'll be the first to admit, it's like when someone called and they accused me of criticizing the Ravens about a month ago, more than I criticized the Orioles. And I said to them, you're right. Ravens have won two Super Bowls since the Orioles have won a World Series. Recently, in the last 20 years, they won one. They won two in the last, 25 years. So my expectations are different. So for those of you right now that are saying, why would I get excited? Why is he excited? Because the Orioles swung and miss on a five-year, $150 million deal. Because they swung. They swung.
Yeah.
They haven't swung. If you go by that on top of what they offered last year to a frontline pitcher, and they didn't tell us they offered that kind of money to Corbin Burns. Corbin Burns told us they offered that kind of money. So in the past 2 years, they've committed, almost $250 million to two players who didn't take it. What was that? It's 4 years for $180, wasn't it, for Corbin Burns?
Yeah.
So $300 million to two players. that they've offered over the last 2 years. So, yes, I'm encouraged by that. Somebody's got to sign, but I'm encouraged.
The one thing I don't necessarily agree with, and we don't know yet, like I know what JCM was saying, like I don't know that they'd be willing to give that type of years and money to Kyle Tucker. And my thought process would be, why not? Like if you're willing to give out $300 million to multiple players, what does it matter if you're trying to sign a guy and get him in your lineup?
If you're willing to give 5 years to a 33-year-old, why wouldn't you give 7 or 8 years to Tucker?
That's my point, though. And the other thing the one thing I'll listen to is if somebody's saying, you don't want to spend too much money now because you want to make an honest effort to go at Gunner. And if you heard Scott Boras talk yesterday, he said he and Mike Elias have talked a ton.
Yeah, he's said that for years now. Yeah. He said that. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a great relationship. And that's something that we didn't have before here.
Mm-hmm. How do we define what's too much money? I mean, you know.
Well, with no salary cap, there's no such thing as too much money.
They're not cash strapped. They say that.
The league needs to look at what the Dodgers have been doing. I mean, so they just signed Edwin Diaz, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the deferred money that they're doing with him, it's $4.5 million a year. I mean, that's on the lighter side of things. They keep doing this mm-hmm. to avoid this salary or the luxury tax. Thank you. And again, like if you're going to allow the richest team in baseball to put money on the back burner to avoid paying out these fines, then what are we doing? Like, why? I'm not saying it shouldn't be allowed.
But it shouldn't be allowed.
They could do it, but make it affect the same way that it always has with the luxury tax and see if these teams do it.
Yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to do that. Now you've created a loophole, as we always do, for the richest people. So they've got the most money. They're going to spend the most. They're going to dominate baseball. They're going to the World Series every year. And you're allowing this to happen. When you have such disparity with small market teams trying to compete with them, so they've got all the money in the world, and now you're allowing them to not even spend it to get penalized with the luxury tax. It's really got to be, they just don't correct these things.
410-583-1057, that's the number. You got something for us over there, Joe?
Hey, let's go to the YouTube page. I love people arguing. There's two dudes that are going back and forth about this right now in the chat. A lot of people still skeptical. One person said, yep, talking and getting close is no longer an option for this team.
Shut up. Not you,
but Joe. I knew that was coming. I mean, to be honest with you, I expect it. I mean, I don't know if that guy's a diehard fan. It's just disappointed. I mean, it's hard to – some people say, Jeremy, I'm not separating ownership until ownership separates themselves.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you want me to look at them differently? Do different things. Now, we look at it differently because we look at their movement. Their movement is different. But some fans aren't going to believe it until it actually happens, and you got to know that's coming.
On the flip side, got to be a positive sign. They still need a top-of-the-line starter. If they have to trade someone to do that or give an extra year, so be it.
Guys, they're going to get two starters. Like this is what drives me nuts about some of this stuff that's on here. Like we got one guy on there writing, how many more years is Elias going to get to not get a deal done? Just sign Scherzer to a one-year deal. Like Morton, that's what you always do. Get it over with. And it's like, have you been paying attention to anything going on? And I love when people do this. He's been here 7 years. He's been here 8 years, which five of them were in a rebuild.
They announced the rebuild. They announced that.
That's like saying that, you're talking about, I didn't have sex for the first 18 years. Or, I didn't have sex for 18 years. Yeah, it was the first 18 years of my life. Sorry, Ed. I mean, I know yours was like, 11, 12 or something.
But here's the thing. And again, I want you all to think rationally about this. Kyle Schwarber is 33 years old. Mm-hmm. They offered a 33-year-old DH 5 years. You don't think they're willing to
that
offer
matter
a
because
premium
they
position player more than that?
Sure, who's younger? Yeah.
Who's younger?
Yeah.
If you get a 29-year-old or 30-year-old, you're not going to offer him 7 years? Their movement suggests to me that they're willing to do these things. I can only go by your movement.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Dundalk and get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. Rob, I don't understand why people would even think about disagreeing with you because it's much harder to win at baseball than it is football. So if the Orioles are at least putting the offers out there, they got to start landing some people, obviously, before these other offers come to fruition. You know what I mean? Like, in 2 years, Schwarber might want to come be an Oriole. But at least they're doing it. At least they're trying. Like, give it a rest, people.
Hey, thanks a lot, Johnny. Appreciate it. Give it a rest, people.
Like, as you pointed out, and then people go, oh, it's great, they're trying. They offered the most money to a DH, and he decided to only go back to the team that he was playing for.
Yeah.
And that may happen with Alonso, and it's like, can you fault these guys?
Comfort.
You're offering the largest deal, and then the other team decides to match it.
My home, well, comfort. I know the lineup. I know the guys around me. I know all these things. There's so many other elements that goes into him going back to Philadelphia. He's not going back to a losing organization, Ed. He's not going back to a struggling organization. He's going back to a great market for a team that arguably every year is right in contention for a World Series in the National League.
They have been.
Man, and today's Kobe Mayo's birthday, and I'm talking about possibly trading him if they sign a lot.
I saw that. Son of a bitch.
Well, you were going to bring it up at some point.
Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin?
Teacher.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good.
Doing well. How are you?
All right. Hey, Jeremy, I need an offshore bet spot, you know, because I want to get in on the over for some of them games that Rob got.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? Oh, man.
I'll get you set
Draba.
Up. I'll get you set up with the guy.
Draba.
Yeah. Hey, Rob. Look. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Looking at your team, I think I didn't know Rosedale, you know, extended down past St. Lowe Drive and the Alameda. Because they don't look like they from Rosedale, you know what I mean?
It's a private, in my defense, it's a private school. It's not a feeder school.
Okay. You're allowed to pay your players.
Actually, I have a kid who's home address is Annapolis as well. Hey, you know.
Hi, little St. Francis Jr. Hey, but real quick, people tripping, man. It's like just because money is not everything to everybody. You know what I mean? The Orioles could have said, hey, Kyle Schwarber, we'll go another $50 million, you know, make it $200 million. He may have been like, I'm good in Philly. I'm comfortable, you know, so it has to be both sides.
Yeah.
You know, Yes Network could come and offer you and say, hey, Rob, you know, we're going to, you know, but you may say, I like it here.
I ain't going. I'm telling you now. Yeah. Why?
You know, Ed came down from New York for a different opportunity. That was his choice, you know. So, man, people don't look at it like real life. Just because these guys are athletes and everything, they got to make decisions based on what's best for them. And money's not the end-all, be-all for everybody.
Yeah, nobody else wanted me. That's why I'm still here.
He said St. Louis Drive. Put me down by Lake Clifton. Mike in White Plains. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas?
Hanging in there, man. What's going on with you?
Hey, you know, now maybe I'm wrong. I was listening to a Philly station, right? And I'm on, and the Philly station said that the Orioles made that first. They made that offer first.
They did.
And then he went back to Philadelphia and got the offer. So that right there is encouraging to me because generally a team that the guy wants to go back to will make the offer, and then the Orioles will come back and make the same offer because they really wasn't serious.
Yeah, the Orioles weren't reactive. They were proactive.
They made the offer first. So now I'm encouraged. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Thank you. 410-583-1057. You know how it went, Ed. His people went back to the Phillies and said, Orioles offered us 5 years, 150. Phillies said, look, we'll match that, but we're done after that.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what happened. That's what happens.
He wants to stay home.
And he may have had a right to match in the contract. Who knows how it's written? But, yeah.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something that said that we have a right. Go out and find your best offer. We have the right to match.
Happened to me here.
Yeah.
Years ago.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.